for those who bleed silver and black. Tune in weekdays at 2 for Silver and Black Today with Scott Gulbranson here on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
I'm sure that's just a coincidence. You know, I'm sure it's a coincidence. I don't know. I don't think about it. You know, the schedule is the schedule. You got to adapt to it, and that's what we'll do.
Live from the capital of Raider Nation, Las Vegas, Nevada, it's Silver and Black Today, your daily dose of all things Las Vegas Raiders football. News, views, guests, and your phone calls are all part of the game plan. There's only one nation, and it listens here. Now your host, Scott Gulbranson.
Tuesday, Silver and Black Today, Hour 2. Powered by our good friends, Sam and Ash, injury attorneys. Call them anytime, 702-820-1234 is the number, because you deserve what's right. Your boy Q Meyer, Scott Gulbranson, back here for hour number two. And Q, you talk about this Raiders team and what's been going on with them, and this kind of national tension we touched on a little bit before we went to the break. And really, it's sort of like, it's hard to tell with the national media. It's almost like a setup. I was watching this morning. It's like, well, yeah, this Raiders team is really good. But if the Chiefs beat them, you know, it's like there's always this but.
Right.
And that's why I think the Raiders, and you heard Coach Gruden talking about the schedule, and the Raiders coming in, and there's lots of Raider fan conspiracy theories out there, but the two that I've always purported that I agree with is, number one is, as we saw from our friend the Ethical Skeptic, who I've had on the show three times now, that over the years there has been measurably an issue with the officials and how they call penalties against the Raiders. And number two is this bye week thing with Kansas City. It's incredible.
Right. I mean, it happens a lot.
Yeah.
You know.
A lot.
But I mean, it is what it is.
No, you're right. You can't.
You know, you just got to deal with it. Like, that's the one thing I don't like to do, and I know a lot of Raider fans get mad at me. I don't like to sit here and say, well, this is not fair or whatever. Look, man, you guys are all professionals. Go out there and bust it, man. Get after it. You know what I mean? Regardless of what the situation is, it's just another challenge that you have to try to overcome. So go for it. That's why, I don't really get all caught up in the penalty thing. Get it. But it's just, it is what it is. You know, if you have a kid, And look, I'll say my own, for example. If my kid is always getting in trouble at school, I might defend him the first couple times. And at some point, I'm about to look at him myself and say, hey, man, it's probably on you a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or if you get caught up in so many times you've been guilty, a lot of times someone might look and think that you're guilty just because of, well, affiliation, because you're always guilty. You know what I mean? It stinks, but it happens.
I do that, too, having four boys that we've raised.
Exactly.
Right? It's like every time something happens, my default is, what did you do?
Right?
Exactly. And then if I find out more information that it wasn't them, then I apologize to my kids and I say, hey, listen, you have to understand that I first want to make sure you did the right thing. If you did the right thing, then we'll take care of it. So totally understand it. You know, you can't, but a lot of people, including football fans with their football team, they assume that their team's in the right all the time.
Right, exactly. And look, let's keep with the Raiders. If you go past since 2016 being in the playoffs, great. Before that, I mean, if they didn't make the playoffs between the Super Bowl and 2016, it wasn't because they played the Chiefs coming off the bye.
Yeah.
No, it was because they weren't a very good team.
Exactly. Win the games. It's all just win, baby. Everybody wants to say that. They want to tweet it out.
Right.
But that's the reality. If you win, you don't have anything to worry about. Okay, we're going back out on the phone lines here before we get to.
Just kidding.
He's gone. He's gone. He's gone.
He got mad at that statement I made. He was like, no.
No.
I'm hanging up on Q before he says chilling to me.
By the way, Q, when you're going to be in the studio here with us Friday.
Yeah,
you're gonna be in Las Vegas.
Not Friday.
Not Friday?
Monday.
That's right.
Yeah, I won't get into town until Saturday. At night.
All right. Tell everybody, though, you're coming because you do the Locked On Raiders podcast. They have a sponsorship with the Sahara. Tell everybody about what you're doing on Sunday so they know.
Yeah. Well, on Sunday, I think we're going to be in the TV studio, right?
With Chris? Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing that, right? Because I'm lining myself up for that. I'm going to get an extra special haircut on Friday evening.
I will call Chris again. We'll probably have him on this week anyway, so we'll remind him.
I'm putting myself out there when I'm there. I'm going to be on every kind of outlet possible. Somebody's going to know who Q is by the time I leave.
Q, you're the hype man. You got to do that, man. But tell us about what you're doing at the Sahara.
The Sahara is going to be Saturday night from 9 to 11. We're going to be inside the Casbar Lounge inside Sahara Las Vegas. And it's just basically come by, talk some Raiders. You know, I'm going to pull out the podcast equipment and you know, possibly record some interviews and, you know, throw it on the podcast as well. Just kind of hang out, you know, and obviously we're going to be safe about the situation. We're not going to get crazy and reckless, but just, you know, kind of a nice little meet and greet. The Sahara Las Vegas invited me out, and so I had to take them up on the offer.
There you go. Can't miss that. Q in the flesh.
No.
But Monday.
Hey, look, keyword, if it ain't free, it ain't me.
Vegas, me. Vegas used to be so used to get so much here. It's not that way anymore. But the Sahara, right, I know, treats their people well. So that's good. By the way, to Monday, you'll be in the studio. So we are going to do, I miss doing live video. We're going to do live video since you'll be here.
Okay, cool. So my haircut will still look good.
Yes, it will. So you're going to have Q and Scott on the radio, but we're also going to we'll simultaneously stream it via live video to YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. So you'll be able to see us hanging out in the studio, which will be fun. Okay, we're going back on the phones, going down under. Rossi in Australia, he's ready. He wants to roll. Rossi, it's on you. Go, buddy.
How are we doing, boys? Cheers. Good. You're already famous in Australia, man. Don't worry about just being famous in Nevada. People know who you are down here as Raiders fans. I just wanted to say just a couple of things. I know, obviously, we're talking about Littleton, and we've been talking about some of the free agent acquisitions that haven't quite panned out because we're not playing in the right way. But I actually want to throw a massive, great congratulations out to Carl Nassib. I think how he has played, he's gone back to how he was playing, rushing the passer. I love the drop into coverage for the pick. I just really want to say it's a really good acquisition, even more so if Clee is actually out this week. We're going to need some more of that from the next man up scenario. The other thing I just really want to touch on is this conspiracy theory about the Chiefs. I don't even think that the bye week even counts in 2020. Let them come in. Let them be rested. They've already got a couple of guys out on the COVID list. We'll see if they're actually getting up and testing negative. But I don't think the bye even counts anymore this year. I think the Raiders will roll, keep hold of the ball, win by double digits, not even the 8 points. We're going to win by double digits this time.
All right. Rossi with the big prediction there. I love that.
Big prediction. Hey, you know, one thing about it, you know, about the bye week and everything, the Raiders right now are on a 3-game winning streak. I would hate for them to have a bye week right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're rolling. Don't slow this thing down now. Let's just keep cooking.
Yeah, and you know what, Q? I'm glad you said that because that's my point. I'd rather be in the Raiders' position. I know how tough Andy Reid is. I know the statistics. We talk about him ad nauseum. I understand that, okay? He's a great coach. He's great coming off the bye. But the Raiders are on a 3-game roll, and I'm telling you, that momentum, that rock going downhill is much easier than starting the rock rolling it uphill, which is what the Chiefs are doing coming out of a bye. So to me, I'm starting to warm to your prediction. I really like this. I like that it's at home. The Raiders got this big win against the Broncos, and so with the Chiefs rolling in there, it looks really good. Okay, we're going back on the phone lines. West Texas Raider. What's going on, man?
Nice.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good, brother.
Chilling.
Hey, great. I just want to comment on a couple of things. Number one, you know, not having Farrell and Joyner, wow, you know, I think Clee, you know, young player, I loved his energy as a matter of fact, all the entire defensive line. That energy was on display. Joyner, you know, I'm sure he's been around. He's a veteran. His locker room presence, I'm sure, is, will notice his absence. But in regards to the game this weekend, I'm thinking nickel and dime all the way through the game. Just keep the clock ticking and keep Mahomes on the sideline. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
I'm with you.
West Texas Raider. Yeah, Q, you said that earlier.
Yeah, I like it. I think it's a great game plan. And this is the thing. They held the ball 35 minutes the first time they matched up. Derek Carr still threw the ball for over 300 yards passing and still had 31 pass attempts, but they held on to the ball. They had long, methodical drives, and that is ideal. You want to do that, you want to keep a dangerous weapon on the sideline and Patrick Mahomes, that's exactly how you do it. You don't just run the ball. It's not like you go 200, 300 yards rushing. You mix it up. You have a balance, like Scott's been saying, but the drives are slow and methodical.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, I want you guys to check out our Raider Nation debate up on Sided. If you get the Sided app on your phone, whether it's Android or iPhone, you can find it for both. It's a free app, or you can go to Sided.co. The Raider Nation debate we put up for this week with Nicholas Morrow playing so well. By the way, check out LVSportsNetwork.com. You can hear the conversation the guys had this morning with Nicholas Morrow. With him playing so well, should the team reduce snaps for Corey Littleton? Now, we think Corey Littleton's going to be out anyway this week, but we're asking you that question. Do you go with the hot hand? So far this week, 82%, almost 83% saying play the hot hand. I'm that way, too. I know it's hard sometimes to put a baseball analogy with football, but, man, when you got a pitcher who's doing really well, you might even start them on short rest because they're just dealing, right? And I think Nicholas Morrow, to his credit in that system, is really starting to find himself, Q, and doing really, really well.
Yeah, I think you play with the ones who give you the best opportunity to win, bottom mm-hmm. line. Mm-hmm. And the problem with professional sports is that money's always involved. So a lot of times they look at the paycheck and they say, well, you know, we got to play this guy because we're paying this guy. That's the problem. So Nicholas Morrow's playing really well, and I think one of the biggest keys is he's playing side-by-side with Nick Kwiatkowski, where when he was filling in for Kwiatkowski, it was him and Littleton, and he was playing okay, wasn't playing great. I think he plays a lot better with Kwiatkowski, and he's a much bigger factor on this defense. He is absolutely the general of this defense for Paul Gunther.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Okay, it's time for a break. Then when we come back, it's that time of the day. It's time for the Q-tip, so don't go anywhere. You're here on Silver and Black Today on Raider Nation Radio.
From Stabler to Plunkett and Allen to Jacobs, we've got your Raiders covered on Silver and Black Today. Here are your hosts, Scott Gulbranson and Q Myers.
No matter what the distance is, I will be with you. No matter what the distance is, you'll be okay.
Oh. Welcome back, Silver and Black Today. That's the number one tune on iTunes, by the way, Q.
Is it really?
It is Wolfgang Van Halen. Yes, Eddie Van Halen's son, his tribute to his father. And you know me, you know me and my Van Halen, so I had to.
Yeah, I was about to goof on him, but until you said that, that's against the rules. So shout out to him.
Yeah, nice little ditty.
Nah, you can't goof on a legend.
No,
for his son.
Well, you can on his son, but he's a good kid, and nice song for his dad. So anyway, we're back here talking Raiders football. Q-tip is coming up. You can also get online if you want to talk to us. 702-365-9200 is the Raider Nation hotline. Vinny Bonsignor coming up at about 40 after. We'll get the latest on the recent positive tests, or at least from what we've hearing. LaMarcus Joyner and Cleland Furl are both now on the COVID reserve list. By the way, Q, the Chiefs and the Raiders, this series, this bitter rivalry, right? Chiefs lead the all-time series 65-53. And there's two ties.
Okay.
Two ties. Okay. Chiefs have won five of the past six, but you start somewhere. And of course, we all know what happened last time in October. The Raiders beat the Chiefs 40-32. The Raiders, too, you look at the Raiders' points per game this year, they're at 28.3 while giving up 26.8. That's gone down significantly. Defense really starting to put some dent into the numbers. The Chiefs are averaging almost 32 points a game on offense while only giving up just over 20 points. So the Raiders in that first, if you look at the Raiders, what they did to the Chiefs had to retool after that game.
Right. No, they did.
Yeah.
They retooled multiple times,
yes.
You know, including what they're trying to do this week when they're bringing in DeAndre Baker in. Obviously, he's not going to play.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, they're trying to bring him in to retool some more.
Yes. And of course, it is on Sunday Night Football. Al Michaels, Chris Collinsworth.
Prime time.
There you go. There you go.
And so, that's big, too.
Yes.
Go out there on prime time, in prime time action, and show the world who the Raiders are.
That's what you have to do. Yeah, I mean, I think that's big. It's not that you have to have the love of the nation.
No.
But I'll tell you what, if you do, if you go out and beat the Chiefs on the biggest stage in the NFL, which is Sunday Night Football, and you do it convincingly, heck, even if you win it in the last second, doesn't matter. You beat the Chiefs twice, and that makes a statement. And I tell you, it turns the AFC playoffs completely on their head, because then the Chiefs sit there with two losses. The Steelers, depending how they do next week, they're either going to have no losses or one loss, and the Raiders are right there with three. So and seven wins. I mean, that would be phenomenal. So you have the opportunity to do it. Okay. It's that time of the day where we turn the mic over to Q, and he gives us a dose of reality. It's time for the Q-tip.
I can't hear you, Peach.
It's time to listen up, Raider Nation.
Can't hear you, Peach.
Clear out those ears and get ready for the Q-tip. Your boy Q's daily take on what you need to hear.
That very precision seems to drive Q-tip fans right over the edge.
Like it or not.
This one today comes from something that I heard last night on Monday Night Football before the broadcast. I'm a NFL nut, so I'm definitely watching every action I can watch. And just leading up to the game last night, you know, I heard Booger McFarland, who I know a lot of people have their own thoughts on. He's either good or bad, ugly, whatever. They don't like him. Some like him, whatever. It is what it is. But he was talking about the Bears and their struggles to run the ball. You know, right now their feature is Cordarrelle Patterson, who is a kick return specialist and a okay wide receiver. They have him featured as a running back because David Montgomery has a concussion and was out. But he said the problem with their run game is that they're cute. You know what I mean? They're not physical. They're just kind of like gadgets, and they want to go out there and they just want to kind of cute you to death. They just want to do some cute, fun things. That's not how the run game was designed. The run game was designed to be physical. It was supposed to be nasty. It's supposed to be downhill. It's supposed to be the kind of run game that everyone in the stadium, regardless if it's, you know, a packed house or there's 200 people in the building, everyone knows that you're going to run the ball, and yet you could still pick up 3, 4, 5 yards a carry and continue drives. And so when I heard him talking about that, and yes, he was talking about the Bears and they don't have that kind of run game, the Raiders do. And that's what got me thinking about what we've been talking about as far as the playoffs and how far they can go with that kind of attack, knowing that their offensive line has not even been intact all season. They've played together for 3 snaps, their starters. They have the kind of blocking attack and downhill ability and have the running backs in Jacob and Booker, respectively, that can get downhill and pick up nasty yards when they need to. You saw it happen in Cleveland. You saw it happen in Allegiant Stadium. It doesn't matter the weather. It doesn't matter the time of day. It doesn't matter where you're at. That travels. And when you're in the playoffs, that's what's going to get you where you need to go, is the ability to run the ball. Now, when you add the fact that Derek Carr is in control of this offense, complete control, he understands it like the back of his hand. He's able to check in and check out of plays that are going to set the Raiders up for success. So with the combination of Derek Carr being at the top of the food chain, at the top of his A game when it comes to Gruden's offense, and the success of the run game and that offensive line that Tom Cable's put together, this Raider team really can do whatever they really want to do. We've said it for weeks that they could compete with anybody. I will not take that back because of those elements right there. They will keep you in a game. I don't care if you're playing Pittsburgh. I don't care if you're playing Kansas City, Baltimore. I personally think that they're better than Baltimore, to tell you the truth. You know, the Vikings, it doesn't matter. Whoever you're playing, you can win games if you have those elements. The Raiders have them.
Absolutely, man. Well said. And you know what, too? You mentioned the Monday Night Football game. By the way, we just got word. We were waiting on something, and we're going to have a special guest at 3:40. Raiders running back Devontae Booker will join us at 3:40, so don't go anywhere.
Nice.
But you were talking about the Monday Night Football game at the beginning of that, you know, as you were watching. And, of course, it was the Bears. You saw Khalil Mack make a beautiful mm-hmm. play yesterday, right?
Absolutely.
And of course, the Bears and the Vikings struggled in that game. It wasn't a ton of fun to watch, although it was close for a little while, and it was competitive. But if you look at, and I know this is still a sensitive subject even for you, Q, you look at the Khalil Mack trade.
Oh, I'm over it. I'm good.
Oh, I know you're over it.
I'm Gucci.
For those that are out there, since 2019, so since that all happened, the Bears are 13-13. Okay?
Right.
The Raiders are 13-12. And the Raiders had five draft picks, and they have the running game you just talked about. The Bears don't have that. The Bears still don't have a quarterback that is performing at a level that Derek Carr is. So, again, trades take a long time to kind of work out to see how they get. And Cleo Mack will always be a great player. I believe that. But,
you know, their window is closed. You talked about windows.
Yes.
Their windows are closed.
Yes. Exactly my point.
But they got a great player that they got to pay a lot of money for a lot of years. Dog, if you look at the contract, and I got to shout out Brother Marquise in the 305 Miami. He actually hit me up earlier and said in 2020, max cap hit is 26.6. 2021, 26.6. 2022, 27.2. 2023, 25.5. Only 2.6 in dead money. That's the first year they can move on from Khalil Mack if they want to. 2023. They are stuck with that contract until at least 2023.
Yeah.
With no quarterback, no running game, and lack of playmakers.
Yeah. Then that's the thing. The Bears had their window, and they went for it. And guess what? It's just not happening. It's not going to happen. Nope. It's gone. And that's why the Raiders, in retrospect, you look at what they did and what they've gotten from it. They're just ascending. So good deal there as well. So we'll see how it all goes. But another great Q-tip as always. But I just think that, man, this Raiders team, you know, I know Raider fans. It's sort of like, for so long, you've waited for the team to get better and to be a real contender, and I think they're almost there if they're not already. But I understand the trepidation there. You know, you don't want to give in because you don't want to be disappointed again.
Plus, you don't want to peak too early, and the Raiders haven't peaked yet, in my opinion. I feel like they're close, but they haven't peaked yet.
Yeah.
And you know, some teams start out hot, like you mentioned, Seattle. They were cooking with grease. Now, I mean, they couldn't buy some grease right now. You know, they look bad. Russell Wilson is like fifth or sixth in the MVP running right now, where he was number one for the longest time.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, if you missed the breaking news at the top of the show, Cleveland Furl, the Raiders defensive end, and also the slot cornerback, LaMarcus Joyner, tested and are on the COVID 19 reserve list. And not only that, but we also booked a late guest in that Devontae Booker will be joining us at 3:40. So he'll be joining us at 3:40. We're going to try to get Vinny on here early, but Vinny is remote. So I'm trying to reach Vinny to get on here in just a second if we can get him. So we'll try to do that. Again, Devontae Booker coming up. I'm looking forward to talking to him. Q, we talked to him right when he signed with the team.
Yep.
But it's now that he's been doing this. And I'll tell you what, he's starting to get national attention.
Well, because the 1-2 punch is amazing.
So, yeah, so we'll do that. And we're getting Vinny on now, as a matter of fact, in just a second here. And we'll
Big Vin dog.
Yeah, we'll get the latest. What's that?
Get him to talk.
Okay. Q, fill some time.
What? Oh, kill some time? No problem. I could do that. So, yeah, there's a real opportunity for the Raiders to make some noise, you know, the rest of the season, really. Honestly, I think that run game, Devontae Booker and Josh Jacobs, and obviously we'll be talking to Booker pretty soon. I mean, those guys are two of the best as far as running back duo in the league. Chubb and Hunt are really, really good in Cleveland. But I think that Josh Jacobs and Devontae Booker are right there with them.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And we're waiting on Vinny Bonsignor. We'll get him here in just a minute. Devontae Booker come up at 3:40, and we'll talk to him. But, yeah, the love he's going to gain nationally, too, is because I think Devontae Booker was also one of those players. He came out of the University of Utah, and a lot of folks really liked him and thought that he was going to go to Denver and really do well. And then Denver, you know, it just didn't work out there. Sometimes that happens. The situation isn't the best, and it happens. So, but now he's making the most of his opportunity here in Las Vegas, and we'll talk to him at 3:40 about that. First, we're going to go out to Mike in Chicago, our good buddy in Chicago. Shout Mike, what's going on, man?
Man, I couldn't help but to call today. I tried to wait until like Wednesday, Thursday, but you just, man, the Bears are not even watchable now, man. You know, I live in Chicago. I've been a Bear fan, a Raider fan most of my life. But as far as I'm concerned, I am very pleased. I didn't like it at all when it first happened, but I am very pleased how the Raiders are shaping up in terms of what Groovy and what Mike Mayock has been doing. I mean, it's just the Bears, I mean, Khalil Mack is on a good defense, but a terrible offense. Mm-hmm. And the Raiders' defense is beginning to gel. I called a couple of weeks ago, and they're playing fast and hard and aggressive, and it's really shaping up. We'll see what happens against Kansas City, but I'm very pleased with how the Raiders are shaping up, man, right now.
That's good, Mike. Mike, our guy in the Windy City, man, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate you. And we're going to go out right away to Vinny Bonsignor, who is on location again. And Vinny, another busy day for you and everybody as we get two more Raiders on the COVID-19 reserve list. And again, first and foremost, we want those guys to be healthy. Hopefully they're okay. What are you hearing? What's the latest update?
Yeah, still haven't figured out yet whether it was positive tests or whether they were in contact with somebody who had it. But again, it's our weekly reminder, and it's it's been almost every week now for the last 2 or 3 weeks, at least 3 weeks that I could count, and 4 out of the last 5, something around there, where a player or players of the Raiders have been going onto the COVID-19 list. So, you know, we know that the numbers are going up across the country right now. We're in one of those areas with the virus, so it stands to reason that you know, that could be the reason why there's a bit of a spike here with the Raiders. But it just you know, kind of drives home the fact that you got to be careful, and it looks like you know, the NFL came out today, there was another update with Dr. Sills and the medical experts with the NFL, and their studies are showing that players who are testing positive, it's not like it's being passed from a player to another or staff member to another inside the building. These are happening outside the building. So it drives home the point that everybody needs to be careful when they're away from the little bubble that they have there in Henderson, and they go live their lives. It's vitally important.
Vinny, I was just talking about during the Q-tip that the Raiders have the kind of offense, and especially their run game, that will work no matter what time of year it is, no matter how cold it is outside, no matter what the weather looks like. That run game and that offensive line, and it's not even the starters, but the offensive line is cooking so well right now and blocking downhill. You can go a long way with what they're doing in the trenches.
Yeah, you can. There's no question about it. It's a recipe for winning, running the ball, controlling the clock, keeping the other offense parked on the sideline. This is what the Raiders talked about: extending drives, being better in the red zone, capping drives off with points. It's also very, very important that they keep doing that. But it all starts with that running game. And, you know, talking to John Gruden yesterday about how, you know, they've made some changes because of personnel issues on the offensive line, you know, and he readily admits, look, you can't expect backup players to come in and do exactly what the starters were doing. So we have to figure out as a coaching staff, what is it that these guys do that we can tap into? And it sure looks like, at least over these last 3 weeks, what they've tapped into, what they figured out is this is an offensive line, as patchworked as it is and mixed matched as it is, they get after it in the running game. And that's exactly what the Raiders have been leaning on. And I would suspect that that's going to continue here in the next few weeks until they start getting everybody healthy. And that's going to be a recipe that they're going to you know, lean on all year, regardless of who's in there. Run the ball, run clock, keep possession, keep the other offense on the sideline, and hope you get enough defense as well.
All right, there you go. The latest update from Vinny Bonsignor. Of course, he covers the Raiders for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, but also our teammate here. He has In the Huddle with Lincoln Kennedy coming up next here on Raider Nation Radio. And Vinny will be with you at 4 o'clock, man. Thanks for checking in.
You got it. Have a good show, you guys.
All right, thanks very much.
You too, Vinny.
There you go, Vinny. Okay, we're gonna take a break. Q, we come back, we're going to be joined by Raiders running back, part of the 1-2 punch now of that amazing Raiders running game. That, of course, is Mr. Devontae Booker. You're with Q, you're with Scott, here on Silver and Black today on Raider Nation Radio.
From Stabler to Plunkett and Allen to Jacobs, we've got your Raiders covered on Silver and Black today. Here are your hosts, Scott Gulbranson and Q Myers.
Silver and Black today here on a Tuesday, Raider Nation Radio 920 in the City of Lights, Las Vegas, Nevada, home to Raider Nation, the capital of Raider Nation. Scott Branson along with Q Myers here as we roll along, waiting on Devontae Booker, who'll be with us just shortly. We're going to have him on. We'll talk to him about what's going on and how he's been able to make the adjustment to the Raiders and all of that. So do that. Also, don't forget, tomorrow we will be back here same time with another show and some cool stuff. We're going to explore a trade that almost happened, Q.
Okay.
For the Raiders. And we'll get to that as well tomorrow. We'll tease you a little bit on it. Hey, okay.
Can I pass this tweet on along real quick?
Yeah.
Apparently, and Anthony Galavis, who we've had on the show from the Fresno Bee, tweeted out that Clee Ferrell put a message out on Instagram after getting put on the COVID-19 list. He says, "I'm doing okay. Thank you to everybody that reached out. I'll be back better than ever. Blank hurts, but we got bigger goals than one game. Love you, Raider Nation." So yeah, to me,
that's good.
Doesn't sound like he's playing this week.
Yeah, no, but again, sounds like he's healthy, though. That's the important thing. So good news from Clee Ferrell there, so good job. Okay, we go out on the Newsmaker line, and joining us now, one of the stories this season so far, a guy we talked to right after he signed here on this show, and that is Raiders running back Devontae Booker. Devontae, thanks for joining us here today on Silver and Black Today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Hey, so listen, so we talked to you when you signed, you know, hey, you said, look, I just want a chance. I want to get out there. I want to be able to play and contribute any way I can. And of course, John Gruden and the Raiders, they were looking for that second punch of that 1-2 punch with that running game. You guys against the Broncos, your former team, and what you've been able to do with this running game, and especially for you as you've come along and really fit nicely into this offense, what has it been for you? How comfortable has it been and for you to come in and make that transition and be able to contribute as much as you have?
I think it's just been just my preparation and just the way I prepare all season long and just, you know, for these opportunities. You know, I just go in and make the most of my opportunities and just go out there and have fun. And that's something I haven't been able to do when I was in Denver for 4 years when I was there. Wasn't able to, you know, just go out there and have fun and just be myself.
Devontae, we were just talking about the run game and how that, you know, a strong run game, it doesn't matter what time of year it is. It travels. Obviously, it's weatherproof. It doesn't matter. But how special is that 1-2 punch, in your opinion, between you and Josh Jacobs?
We got something very special. You know, he's a load. He's really that dude. You know, just me looking at him practicing and even before me coming here and joining the team, you know, I always thought Josh was a really good running back. You know, his rookie year, I'm like, he's one of the top tier guys. And, you know, just with me just being here and, you know, tagging along with him in that running game, it's been phenomenal. And, you know, just got to keep it going.
Devontae Booker, Raiders running back, joins us now on the Newsmaker line here on Silver and Black Today on Raider Nation Radio. Devontae rushed 16 times, 81 yards, 2 touchdowns, including a nice 23-yarder as well. And Devontae, you look at that offensive line now. You know, it's been one of the stories of the year. You've had guys go down, you've in and out. They're changing positions. They're doing all this stuff. I mean, you're running behind these guys. How are they doing this? And talk about the job too that Coach Cable's doing, making sure you guys have those holes to run through.
Yeah, Coach Cable's been doing a real good job with, you know, like you said, all the guys that's been down and out. And, you know, we just keep, you know, bringing new guys in. And they're you know, they're just prepared and ready. And, you know, shout out to Coach Cable for, you know, having those guys ready at all times. And that's what I was saying, you know, just not only with my preparation, just with every guy, you know, on our Raiders team. You know, they're always prepared for situations, you know, no matter if they're starting or not. Shoot, look, for instance, like as in last week when Trey Mullins get hurt, Zay Johnson come in and, you know, contribute a whole hell of a lot and helped us win that game last week. And I just think it's just, you know, we're all prepared as a team. And like I said, no matter if we're the starter or not, we all prepare for those opportunities when they come about.
I mean, the season is a long marathon type style. It's not about getting out of the gates hot and on fire and being the best team in the league. It's about peaking at the right time. And I don't think that the team is peaked yet, but I feel like you guys are close. How close do you feel this Raiders unit is to peaking?
We're very close. we talk about it every week. You know, even during games, we're like, man, we got to come together. You know, like last week, we started out pretty slow in the first half. And, you know, we made an adjustments at halftime and talked about it. And, you know, we told at halftime, we told ourselves, like, as an offensive group, we got to come out and put 30 up on the board in the second half. And, shoot, we did it. And, you know, that was just all of, you know, all of what we were wanting to do. And, you know, we're, like I said, we're really close to peaking, and I feel it coming together.
At Devontae, you know, one of the things, too, that I sense from you guys, and unlike other years where we can be around you more physically in the locker room and things like that, we don't have that this year. But I do get the sense, the confidence level. You know, we have Hunter Renfrow on our show every Tuesday as well, and we hear it from him. We hear it from other guys that have been on the show. There's this sense of confidence and closeness and chemistry that I can really, you know, tangibly kind of feel. What is it about this team, about this coaching staff, about this organization right now that is making that come together so nicely?
I think it's just the players that we have. You know, we want those players that come out there and fight and put it all on the line for the team. And I think that just, you know, got a lot to do with our success. You know, we're all willing to go out there and put it on the line each week and just leave it all on the field. You know, it's one thing that we're all talented, but when you got guys that's tough and wanting to go leave it out there on the field for the team, hey, that's even better.
And I know you guys only take it one week at a time, but the Raiders as a team have not been to the playoffs since 2016. What would it mean to you personally to help this team overcome that hurdle, overachieve, but just get over that hurdle and get to the playoffs?
That would mean a lot. Shoot, you know, since when I was in Denver, 4 years, we didn't make the playoffs at all. So, you know, for me, it'd be a huge accomplishment. You know, just for me and the team as well. You know, to get to the playoffs and you know, do a good job.
We're talking with Devontae Booker, Raiders running back. And Devontae, coming in, it's a big game against the Chiefs on Sunday night. Obviously, you now, this is your fifth year in the league. You've been all 5 years in the AFC West, so you know the rivalries. You talk about this game. Of course, it's a big one. Every game in the NFL is in the division, of course, even doubly. But now you guys are going to be on Sunday night. Talk about the excitement for you guys and the preparation and the focus.
We're very excited. You know, just this Sunday night. I mean, you know, everybody gonna be watching us and seeing, you know, the two teams, you know, battle this one out. You know, it's gonna be huge for us to get a win this week. And you know, we just gonna be, like I said, we just gotta prepare and, you know, prepare to the fullest as we always do. And you know, just leave it out there all on the field when it comes game time.
How satisfying is it for a running back and obviously offensive line as well, and how demoralizing is it for an opposing defense when everyone in the stadium knows you guys are going to run the rock, you're trying to get downhill, you're trying to run the clock out, and they cannot stop you?
Man, it feels really good when you can, you know, do that type of stuff to opposing teams. You know, it starts to begin, you know, being even funner when they start calling out the plays, you run it. And they know it's coming right at them, and you still just gash them. It starts to get fun at that point. But and that's how it was last week when they knew we were running the ball and, you know, trying to run the clock out, and we were just hitting them blow after blow.
Devontae, what before we let you go, in your time here in Las Vegas, I mean, you guys are off a good start now, obviously, at 6-3. It's where you want to be. What surprises, if any, for you, being a member of the Raiders, have come up living here in Las Vegas, being a part of this team? Anything really kind of take you by storm and make that switch go off for you and say, man, I love this place. It's where I'm comfortable.
Nothing really. You know, some people, when they come to Vegas, it's just a lot of excitement and, you know, just it's Sin City. But for me, I've been here a lot of times, you know, growing up, a lot of the football tournaments or basketball. And basically, it's nothing really new to me. I mean, it's a good, fun city and everything, but, you know when to go to party or when not to. But, you know, I'm just, you know, like I said, I love it here, everything. But, you know, when I know I got business to handle, I take care of my business first before I do anything else.
Nice.
That's great. Devontae Booker, listen, man, we appreciate you spending some time. I know on Tuesday is your day off, so we appreciate you being here on Raider Nation Radio. Good luck on Sunday versus the Chief. We'll talk to you down the line.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. There you go. Devontae Booker. Man, just such a find for this team.
Yeah.
Q, it's hard to put into words because, you know, that's what they needed. And we talked about it. Yeah. You talked about it. You were on that high horse for a long time saying they
long
need
time.
That guy.
Yep, they needed a guy that can complement Josh Jacobs. And I'll be 100% honest, I don't care if Devontae was on the phone or not, I didn't think that he was the guy. I just didn't know because the lack of playing time that he had in Denver. And I talked last week with the guy that covers the Broncos, and I said, what happened with Devontae Booker? Why didn't, you know, the Broncos use him more? And he said, I honestly couldn't tell you. I have no idea, but everyone knew he was a damn good running back. They just didn't use him like they should have.
Yeah, they had flux up there with coaches and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And then, you know, just sometimes I grew up with a guy who played baseball, and literally this guy was a good baseball player, made it up to AAA, should have made it in the major leagues, but he was in the wrong political situation, right? And he ended up getting traded over, and then he finally, boom, he went to the major leagues because they saw his talent, they used him correctly. And you talk about this all the time, even when we were talking about Corey Littleton and his struggles, is use the guy the way he's supposed to be used. If you do that, yeah. You know, why did you go get the guy? You didn't go get him to play him in a different position or not play him. You got him to contribute. And so, hey, Denver's loss is definitely Las Vegas's gain. And so it's good stuff, and we're absolutely happy to have Devontae back on the show.
It looked like a boxing match at the end of that game on Sunday. And it absolutely looked like body blow after body blow after body blow until finally the opponent just crumbled. And that's when Devontae got into the end zone on his second touchdown. Just, you know, it just did. It looked like it was just boom, done.
Yes, no doubt about it. Okay, we're going to get one caller in here before we get to the end of the show as we get to wrapping things up here on Silver and Black today on a Tuesday. It is time for Joe. Joe's calling us from Houston. What's going on, Joe?
H-Town.
What's going on, fellas? What's going on? We've been talking for the last, 4 weeks now, doing our thing. Q, I know you in Texas. What part of Texas you in, man?
Central Texas, Waco, Temple, Killeen.
Oh, you in Central? Okay, yeah, I'm from L.A., man. Yeah, I'm from Los Angeles. I like to know state tax. But let's get to what we're talking about. Yo, Q, you 100% dead on it about Devontae Booker. I told Pat Kirwin on NFL his show on Sirius Satellite Radio. I said that will be an excellent pickup by Mike Mayock as an awesome tandem to Josh Jacobs. Almost the same body style, the same kind of lean. They run the same way. It's one of the only thing Devontae does. And Devontae, if you're listening, please, when you run to the right sideline, put the ball in the right hand. When you run to the left sideline, put the ball in the left hand. Because that traffic is flowing to come knock that ball out your hand. That's the only thing I can tell you. But he's a California kid like me. But look, bro, I love the fact that they want to make this whole nonsense that we're talking about a damn, trek around the stadium after you lose a game, win a game. Because you know what they did? All it did was take every young player that we have, and we're almost like a college team in a sense, how many young players we got, and lock them in. To say, oh, okay, you think you just going to come into Vegas and embarrass us on Sunday Night Football? Y'all making this about a quote-unquote victory lap, and it's not about what we did in the second half to you as a football team? Okay, that was the thing I wanted to hear most from the Kansas City faithful, the fans, the friends, and everybody else, the news media, want to make this about a victory lap. If you watch that game when we beat them 40-32 in Week 5, it wasn't really as close as it was in the second half.
No.
We gave up a late touchdown. Honestly and truthfully, we shut them down in the second half.
Yeah.
Now, the coach want to come out and he makes his little statement. I know him and Gruden are friends. That's why I love the way Gruden handled it. But you know what? I'm good with that. All I need is, let's say, and I honestly believe, and can y'all help me with this one?
Yep.
Do you think that Richie's going to play in this game?
Nope.
No.
What's his name? My left guard?
Incognito? No.
Incognito? No.
Incognito,
I'd be surprised.
Miller?
It won't matter. Miller's going to play, though.
Hopefully.
Miller will be there.
Hopefully.
And let me say something about Parker. Thank you, Parker. You have honestly proved your worth the last 3 weeks.
Hey Joe, I'm sorry to cut you off, man, but we're up against the top of the hour. The show's over.
That's H-Town representing, baby.
I love when Joe calls. Joe doesn't call like every week or anything like that. He calls every couple weeks, but he's awesome, man. He brings it. I hear him on NFL H-Town. Network too, over on SiriusXM. So awesome, Q. What a show, man. Get a late guest in. We finished strong.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was awesome. Shout out to Joe, man. Hey, I'm a Bay Area cat originally too, so
there you go.
All love.
All right, Q Myers. Scott Gilbranson, Silver and Black today. Thank you guys for being with us, and we'll be back tomorrow. Again, thanks to Bobby, too, for keeping us on the air and rolling. We had a power outage at the station. JT's show tomorrow, celebrating Ricky Ricardo. Don't forget, they moved it to tomorrow. So make sure you listen to JT 12 to 2 as well. For Q Myers, I am Scott Gilbranson. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow here on Silver and Black Today, powered by Sam and Ash, only on Raider Nation Radio.
Raiders will look to sweep the season series against the Kansas City Chiefs in front of the national audience Sunday night with pregame at 3:15 on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM. It's another premier matchup on Thursday Night Football as the Cardinals travel to the Pacific Northwest to tangle with the Seahawks. Listen Thursday at 5 p.m. right here on ESPN Las Vegas. Sky Diamonds, located in Town Square, is proud to make Las Vegas their new home.
Tinfoil Hat 86 wrote on Twitter, "I just visited 19 dealers, saw 23 brands, and got a crazy good deal. The Valley Auto Mall in Henderson made me hashtag believe. Click or visit the Valley Auto Mall today."
If you need to buy a home, call Dustin DeHart. If you want the best rates with service, that's great.
Dustin DeHart with Nova Home Loans.
So if you need a loan, pick up the phone.
577-2600. Dustin DeHart with Nova Home Loans.
Hey, it's Steve Cofield, and I'm sure by now you've heard that mortgage interest rates are really low. Dustin, how low are the rates right now? Should everyone still be looking at a mortgage tune-up with you if they haven't done one recently?
Steve, yes, rates are the lowest they've ever been in the history of the United States right now, and everyone listening to this should call me at 577-2600 to get that mortgage tune-up done so I can show you how much money I can save you every month. And if you don't own a home, now's a great time to call and get pre-approved to go out and purchase your dream home. Even if you have credit or down payment challenges, I can help.
So if you need a loan, pick up the phone.
577-2600. Dustin DeHart with Nova Home Loans.
NMLS 25011, branch NMLS 777-362.
The Law Office of Michael Troiano is a proud supporter of all things Las Vegas, including Raider Nation. Specializing in criminal defense matters ranging from misdemeanor offenses such as DUIs and domestic violence to the most serious of felonies, attorney Michael Troiano provides clients with the legal strategy and professional representation needed in court. If you find yourself in legal trouble and need a tough defense on your side, Michael Troiano can help. Call now for a free consultation, 702-843-5500, or visit Troiano. TroianoVegasLaw.com.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Nevada mobile sports account, and you can earn a $50 bonus on top of your original $50 or more deposit using promo code GET50. That's promo code GET50. The William Hill Nevada mobile sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. Sign up today and you'll never miss another bet. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. For more information, visit WilliamHill.us. William Hill is a proud partner of the Vegas Golden Knights.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
Can't wait to get to those Black Friday savings? Kid, I'm with you 100%. I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, where a Black Friday sale is already going on. Save up to $1,800 on the brands you know and trust. Serta, Sealy, Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, and King Coil. Plus, get a free Tempur-Pedic pill with any qualifying mattress purchase of $599 or more. No down, no interest financing for 36 months and free delivery. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends. See store for details.
During the Great Recession, we worked to build City Center. When it came to job opportunities, our leadership worked to bring the Raiders to our valley. After the October 1st tragedy, we stood strong with our community and continued to build. Our members are out there building America for the future. The Laborers Union Local 872 will be on the front lines, ensuring we're always ready for what's next. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, Union proud.
No one gets you closer to the Las Vegas Raiders. Go inside the huddle with Vinny Bonson.